Hello, everybody. Hello, respected viewers. So welcome back to my channel. Now I'm asking a question that not many people will be putting to you. What has the Conservative government achieved for the last 14 years? So 14 years in office, and for half of that time, the Conservative Party has been in single-party government. First 5 years in coalition with the Liberal Democrats, Tories had to water down their policies. Then 2015, a majority to 2017, then lost to that election, had confidence and supply with the Democratic Unionist Party. DUP didn't interfere in policy. So, but really since then, they've had it. So sort of nine out of the 15 years has had single party government, nine of the 14 years, forgive me. So people might say, well, it's a very short list because some people claim it's been cataclysmic. You obviously got to cast your mind back to 2010 and realize the incredibly straitened financial circumstances that the Conservative administration inherited when it formed that coalition with the Liberal Democrats, David Cameron as Prime Minister, and Nick Clegg as Deputy Prime Minister, leader of the Liberal Democrats. Remember what Disraeli said, England does not love a coalition. Scotland does, by the way. The Scottish Parliament's had them a lot. All right. So what's happened? You know, Brexit, that's it. So they say we accomplished this. Now, most of the Conservative cabinet at the time were against Brexit. They were Remainers, but and Theresa May amongst them. And she was asked thrice in an interview, do you believe Brexit's a good idea? I will carry out the will of the people. But do you believe Brexit is a good idea? I will carry out the will of the people. Impliedly, sure, it's a bad idea, but said, you know, the people are her masters, not her servants, and therefore she was mandated to do that. Actually, Boris Johnson had accomplished it. So that was the settled will of the public. And remember, going into that referendum, everybody agreed that whatever result, it must be implemented. Supposing Remain had won, imagine if the government took the United Kingdom out of the European Union anyway. So there's that. And there have been some benefits flowing from Brexit. It's not been as successful as many hoped for, but it's not been cataclysmic, however much the doomsayers try and pretend it was. Remember there was going to be an emergency budget. Remember there's going to be mass unemployment. In fact, it's the lowest employment ever. Remember there's going to be a huge tax hike. We won't be able to get fruit and vegetables and all this nonsense. Lie after lie after lie after lie, shamelessly told. Obviously, a few teething troubles with trade, but nothing like as bad as some of the naysayers like to pretend. So the Conservative Party is brought in these free ports. I'm not sure how much of a benefit they are. Obviously, dozens of free trade agreements since Brexit. Are these more advantageous than whatever the United Kingdom had prior as part of the European Union? I don't know. I haven't gone into the granularity of it. These trade deals are hundreds of pages long with loads of exemptions. Obviously, it's a couch in incredibly technical legalese. But if this is more beneficial than what the United Kingdom had previously, why is the Tory party not shouting from the rooftops? It's been a communications disaster not to get that across to people. Perhaps it's disadvantageous in comparison to the previous dispensation, and maybe that's why the Conservative Unionist Party is not crowing about it. Having said that, obviously, the Ramonas, they're not saying, oh, no, it's worse than what we had before, regard trade deal with Japan or whatever. And if that were the case, presumably, they would take pains to draw that to public attention. Now, over 20,000 extra police officers have been hired. Okay, not much use because they're mostly desk jockeys. They're mostly on racism courses, trans courses, arresting people for Facebook posts. People have been sent to jail in the United Kingdom for sending jokes by WhatsApp. Now, I don't care what the content is. No one should go to prison for writing a joke. People say, some people say they were foul. Maybe there were sick jokes. I don't actually know. But we've come to a pretty pass when people are imprisoned for that. And obviously, actual crime that really harms people is not punished. The police don't chase that up. So you can't blame the police because there's this legislative hyperactivity creating thousands and thousands of new crimes. They just can't cope, which is why the police officers tell people don't arrest people for non-priority offences because there's no prison spaces, which is why shoplifting has effectively been decriminalised. It's very difficult for people running small shops or even supermarkets. I've seen it happen. People walk out, a guy take a big crate of beer. Hey, come back. And they walk out. What can you do? You lay a finger on him. It's assault. Okay. So there have been some tax cuts. The national insurance cuts. Tax insurance is not tax, but, you know, amounts to the same thing. Money taken out of your pay packet involuntarily. But having said that, there were tax rises before that, the highest tax rises since 1952. And okay, there were black swan events having to deal with the credit crunch, having to deal with Labour's fiscal incontinence, and then coronavirus and the Ukraine war. So in that sense, they've been dealt a difficult hand, but possibly fumbled it. There could have been more, there was austerity. Even Labour said, had they won in 2010, there would have been some cutbacks, but the Tory party could have cut back in other areas. No arts grants, no special advisors, fewer MPs, lower the ministerial salaries, fewer civil servants. In fact, the civil service has expanded. What else? Lower benefits, no universal credit, you know, you work or you starve, that's it. You got to work. People who have pensions, fine, I pay those, child benefit, people who are genuinely disabled, but it's up to you to get a job. We've got hundreds of thousands of job vacancies. This is why people are so fussy. I don't want to be a cleaner. I don't want to be a farm laborer. Well, you got to, that's it. We're not paying for you. I'm going to say the green belt has been protected. It's not really a new policy, although Labour wants to undo it. See, keeping Jeremy Corbyn from number 10. So these are what the things the Conservative Party has supposedly achieved, beefing up the armed forces, and Labour won't commit to matching that. Obviously, the United Kingdom has got more people in university than ever before. I think it's a bad thing. About 55% of young people going to university. The fee's frozen at £9,250 for about a decade, but that's nowhere near enough for the top universities. Say, you know, we're making a huge loss on home students. You've got to let us increase them. So keeping Ukraine fighting, obviously not the United Kingdom on its own, but the UK has made a major contribution per capita, has given quintuple what France has given. Bear in mind, France is very similar to the United Kingdom in population and size of the economy. So more weaponry for the United Kingdom's armed forces. On the other hand, His Majesty's armed forces are smaller now than they were 300 years ago. And you think the population of the United Kingdom back then was about 6 million. It's now 70 million. And I realize because of technology, their force multipliers, the number of soldiers doesn't matter that much because drones and so on do the work. But numbers still matter somewhat. It's ridiculously small. So has anything else been achieved? I mean, there's been some reform of the exam system. I think that's actually disimproved the situation. They would say, broadening code of conduct for teachers, which is an outrageous abridgment of civil liberties, taking away their private lives, that they can't question the establishment. They cannot belong to lawful political parties. You can't belong to a lawful political party and be in the police, be a prison officer. Who knows? So I think that's loathsome. Some sensible laws against disruption of public transport by Just Stop Oil and so on. I do agree with that. If you're blocking buses and trains, especially as public transport is the part of the answer to the climate crisis. Anything else? Getting the UK through coronavirus, one of the fastest rollouts of this vaccine. That was a success. Got to hand it to the National Health Service as well. I mean, High Speed 2, all right, it's only going to go to Birmingham, it's still not finished, but that's something. Originally, talk about going from London to North Britain. Well, that ain't going to happen now. They obviously even lack the Manchester leg of it. Has there been anything else? Okay, the London Olympics was a rip-roaring success, admittedly won in 2005 under Tony Blair, but it actually held in 2012, and Boris Johnson, a Conservative, was mayor of London at the time. Restored cordial relations with the European Union after Brexit. Once again, the Rwanda plan, okay, it's not actually been implemented yet, but it's already had some effect in that thousands of illegal immigrants have left the United Kingdom and shifted to the Republic of Ireland. Bit of a headache for us there. So there have been a few achievements, not very many, and there's certainly been some failures, but that was part of the Conservative pitch. So not exactly a strong and stable, you know, two female prime ministers, the first non-white prime minister, the first non Christian prime minister, and now it's uncontroversial. You know, two out of four prime ministers in recent years have been women. One out of four has been a visible ethnic minority. So you might say glass ceilings have been smashed, and the next leader of the Conservative Party will almost certainly be a woman. So you might say that's a step in the right direction. Right, what do you think? What has the Conservative Party achieved? You may have to scratch your head. Don't tell me what they failed in. Don't tell me their screw-ups. That's easy. What has it achieved? All right, thank you very much. Goodbye and have a lovely evening. Toodle pip.